But first today, the federal government's slow drip of bad budget news is continuing, with the climate change minister this morning confirming that the government will break another promise in next week's budget. The minister, Greg Combe, announced that a round of tax cuts linked to the carbon tax will be deferred. The government had promised to lift the tax-free threshold in 2015, when the carbon tax is due to switch to an emissions trading scheme. But it's now citing the falling international carbon price as a reason not to deliver on this yet. Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane.
Another day, another promise. Well, not gone, just deferred, according to the government. It had forecast the carbon price would be $29 a tonne by July 2015, when the tax was due to switch to an emissions trading scheme. But given the recent collapse in the European carbon price, Treasury is now revising its figure down. Just what the new figure will be, well, no budget night. It's rumoured to be $15 a tonne, but the government won't confirm it. It will confirm, though, that tax cuts promised for 2015 to compensate for anticipated price rises due to a higher carbon price are no longer needed. The Climate Change Minister, Greg Combe.
Now, because there will be no additional anticipated increase in costs to households in 2015-16 with a lower carbon price forecast, the budget will defer an anticipated further round of additional related tax cuts. Those tax cuts, which of course are 2 years away, were to be in the order of $1.59 per week for most people earning up to $80,000 a year. I say they're deferred because when the carbon price rises again in the future, and there will be regular reviews, as I said, those tax cuts will still be implemented at that point in time.
And the minister put the best spin he could on what is effectively another broken promise.
A lower carbon price in 2015-16, still 2 years away, means that the cost to our economy of cutting our pollution will be lower, the costs to households and businesses will be lower, and that is a good thing.
The tax cuts were worth $1.4 billion, but that's still not enough to make up for the expected shortfall. Mr. Combe is flagging other cuts too, to be announced next Tuesday.
There'll be offsetting savings, as I say, for the changes that we will announce in the budget, the changes to the forecasts that will be announced in the budget. When we introduced this package, it was broadly budget neutral and we'll maintain that approach, but those details will be contained in the budget.
The government emphasises tax cuts and pension increases already delivered through the clean energy package will stay. Mr. Combe says a coalition government would repeal them with its promise to axe the tax. The opposition's climate action spokesman, Greg Hunt.
Well, actually, we've made no statement on the specifics of how we'll deal with the family tax assistance and family benefits, because we will look at those after the budget and in the light of the economic forecast.
And Mr. Hunt says today's announcement is another embarrassment for the government.
The carbon tax revenue for 2015-16 and beyond was overstated against the clear evidence of the market, and the outcome is that there's a budget black hole which is now being filled with the government's much promised tax cuts, which have been axed.
The minister defends this by saying it is a sensible decision. The impact of the carbon price is not expected to be high now. Therefore, families won't need to be compensated for that. In fact, they'll probably be ahead given the compensation they've already got in their pockets.
Well, unfortunately, we have completely outsourced our tax system to Europe, because if European officials change their carbon tax regime, and the price suddenly shoots up because it's a completely volatile market, then all of a sudden the entire Australian tax system will have to be rejigged again.
The minister points out, though, that when the price hits a particular marker, the tax cuts which have been deferred will be back in play again and will be delivered. And economists say by having an internationally linked system, that is the best market mechanism and the cheapest way to reduce emissions.
Well, it just shows the sheer confusion, because for the next 2 years, we have an increase in the carbon tax on the 1st of July 2013, an increase in the carbon tax on the 1st of July 2014. The price goes up and up and up, and then apparently it's fine for it to absolutely crash. It completely fails to achieve its environmental objective, and it's volatile. That's the real point here. There's no certainty for families. There's no certainty for business. The government doesn't even know whether it will have to increase or decrease taxes depending on what happens in Brussels, depending on what happens in Europe. We have utterly given up control of our tax system to whatever is the political agreement in Europe of the day.
That's the Coalition's Climate Action spokesman, Greg Hunt, speaking to our chief political correspondent, Sabra Lane.